This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hamas militants fired rockets towards Jerusalem Monday, setting off air raid sirens in the city after hundreds of Palestinians were injured in clashes with Israeli police outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Islamic militant group fired the rockets minutes after a 6 p.m. deadline had passed without Israeli forces leaving the mosque. The Israeli army said an initial burst of 7 rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip, one of which was intercepted by Israel's defense system. In total, Israeli media reports said more than 30 rockets were fired. There were no immediate reports of damage or casualties. The rockets caused sirens to go off across Jerusalem, along with warnings over loudspeakers in both Hebrew and English. A spokesman for Hamas military wing, Abu Obeida, said the rocket attack was a response to what he called Israeli crimes and aggression in Jerusalem. Earlier, witnesses say Israeli security forces fired tear gas and stun grenades into the mosque while worshippers threw stones and other projectiles at the Israeli forces. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society said more than 300 Palestinians were injured, including 228 who were taken to nearby hospitals. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday that the United States is closely monitoring the situation in Israel, and the Biden administration has serious concerns about the escalating violence. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday a Russia-linked cyber attack targeting the largest U.S. fuel pipeline system is a criminal act. Biden made the comment at the beginning of a news conference on Monday. He was referring to the revelation that a ransomware attack on the fuel supply company Colonial Pipeline had endangered the fuel supply to much of the U.S. East Coast. This is VOA News.